Hi, this is Dr. Said dictating history and physical. Correction, this is Dr. Said dictating pre-op physical for patient. Salim, S-A-L-E-E-M, last name Sheikh, S-H-A-I-K-H. Date of birth is 02-02-1953. Period examination date is 06-20-2023. Period next line, chief complaint, colon. Patient came today for a pre-op physical exam for cataract surgery. Period next line, subject to colon. The patient stated that he was having blurry vision in the right eye, and he was seen by ophthalmologist and scheduled for a cataract surgery. And patient came today for a pre-op physical, and he does not have any other complaints. Period next line, review of system, colon, patient denied. Take, comma, delusion, comma, ear pain, comma, sore throat, comma, cough, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma, exposure to infections, allergies, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, change in the bowel habits of stool color, comma, urinary, bowel incontinence, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremities, comma, severe rashes, comma, severe back pain, or fatigue. Period. Next line. Past medical history, significant for diabetes, and he is on glimepiride 1 milligram once a day, and whole blood sugar is less than 80 milligram per DL period. Patient also have a history of gastritis, and he is on omeprazole 20 milligram, an empty stomach as needed. Period next line. Allergies are none. Period next line. Surgical history, left eye cataract surgery. Your next line, family history, not contributory. Your next line, social history, patient lives with his wife, and he has four adult children here. Patient currently works as a medical supplier here. Next line, patient ever smoked cigarette or drank alcohol, no stable related drug use here. Next line, objective colon, HEENT examination has poor eye vision on the right side here. Next line, neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement or lymph node enlargement. Here, next line, heart examination has normal first and second heart sounds without any murmur. Here, next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Here, next line, abdomen is soft without any tenderness and bowel sounds active. Here, next line, extremities and no calf tenderness or edema or tremors. Here, next line, neurological examination is intact and patient is ambulatory without any assistance. Period. Next patient. Sophia, S-O-P-H-I-A, last name Reyna, R-E-Y-N-A. Date of birth is 03-06-1958. Period examination date is 06-20-2023. Your next line, chief complaint, colon, patient came today for annual physical exam and also complaining of dizziness, comma, fatigue, comma, weight gain, and leg puffiness. Your next line, subject to colon. Patient stated that she has been feeling dizzy, but it is less than in the past when she had a stroke, period. The dizziness is once or twice a day. It is mild. She never fell down or lost balance, period. Usually patient tries to stand up slowly, period. Next line. She also feels fatigue in the daytime. Not every day. And patient never snores. And she's started doing stretching exercises. And lately patient has gained weight. And she's going to be on a strict low-carb diet. Good. Next line. Patient stated that she sometimes has puffiness of the feet. It usually goes away the next day, and she does not have any calf pain or redness of the skin. Period. Next line. To be our system, colon, patient denied. Double vision, comma, ear pain, comma, sore throat, comma, cough, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma, exposure to any infections or allergies, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, change in the bowel habits of stool color, comma, urinary incontinence, comma, leg swelling, correction, calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremities, comma, skin rashes, depression. Period. Next line. Past medical history is significant for chronic bronchial asthma, and she is on albuterol inhaler 2 puffs, 3 or 4 times a day as needed. Period. Next line. Patient has a history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, and she is on Eliquis, 5 milligram, 1 tablet, twice a day. Period. Next line. Patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia, and she is on atorvastatin, 40 milligram once a day, along with low-fat diet. Period. Next line. Patient has a history of vitamin D deficiency, and she is on vitamin D3, 5,000 units once a day. Period. Next line. Patient has a history of hypertension, and she is on diltiazem, 120 milligram once a day, along with metoprolol, 25 milligram once a day, and hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligram once a day as needed, along with low salt diet. Period. Next line. Patient has a history of constipation, and she is on choline, 100 milligram once a day as needed. Period. Next line. Patient has a history of nasal congestion, and she's on fluticasone nasal spray, a 1 puff once a day. Period. Next line. Patient has a history of gastritis, and she is on omeprazole, 20 milligram once a day in empty stomach. Period. Next line. Allergies are none. Period. Next line. Other medical history is cerebellar infarction in 2021 period. Next line. Infection of right elbow by MRSA. Period. Next line. Social family history. Mother has a heart failure, and father had lung cancer, passed away. Period. Next line. Preventive care is reviewed and discussed in detail. Period. Next line. Social history patient, married, lives with her husband. She has 4 children. Period. Patient does a cleaning job, but she is off since several months. Period. Next line. Correction, same line. Patient ever smokes cigarette or drank alcohol. Let's do drug use. She does a stretching exercise and walking. Period. Next line. Objective colon. That's ENT examination. It's unremarkable. Period. Next line. Neck is supple. Without any keratosis, bruise, or thyroid enlargement. Period. Next line. Chest is symmetrical without any deformity, and there are no axillary lymph node enlargement. Period. Next line. Heart examination. It's normal. First and second response without any murmur. Period. Next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Period. Next line. Abdomen is obese, without any tenderness, and bowel sounds are active. Period. Next line. Extremities has no calf tenderness or edema. A correction. Lower extremities has no calf tenderness, and there is a trace of pedal edema, but there is no varicose veins or open wounds. Peripheral pulses are bilaterally equal. Period. Next line. Neurological examination is intact, and patient is able to ambulate without any assistance, or Romberg test is negative. Period. Next line. Skin is healthy without any rashes. The next line. Psychologically, patient appears stable and has normal affect. Period. Next patient. Lori, L-O-R-I, last name Norton, N-O-R-T-O-N. Date of birth is 1108-1976. Period. Examination date is 06-20-2023. The next line. Chief complaint. Colon. Patient came today with a chief complaint of upper back pain. Period. Next line. Subject to colon. Patient stated that upper back pain has been bothering her for past 8 to 10 days, and started after she pushed a container weighing about 100 pounds. And patient stated that since then she has upper back pain, and the pain level is less than 5, and there is no radiation of pain. Next line. Review of system. Colon. Patient denied dizziness, comma, headache, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling or tremors, period. Next line, objective colon, heart examination, health, normal heart sounds without any murmur, period. Next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Next line, abdomen is soft without any tenderness and pulse are active, period. Next line, extremities are no calf tenderness or edema, period. Next line, musculoskeletal examination reveals minimal paraspinal soft tissue tenderness. Otherwise, unremarkable, period. Next patient is Chakochan, C-H-A-C-K-O-C-H-A-N, last name Itticheria, I-T-T-I-C-H-E-R-I-A. Date of birth is 11-14-1943. Period examination date is 06-20-2023. Your next line, chief complaint, colon, patient came today with a chief complaint of high fasting glucose and numbness and tingling of the lower extremities. Period. Next line, objective colon. Patient stated that lately his fasting blood sugars are more than 140 mg per DL and his hemoglobin A1C was high. And patient also complained of a tingling in the lower extremities. Period. Next line, review of system, colon, patient denied. Headache, comma, dizziness, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, urinary or bowel incontinence, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, period. Next line, objective colon. Heart examination has normal first and second response without any murmur. Period. Next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Your next line, abdomen is soft, slightly obese without any tenderness. Period. Next line, extremities has no calf tenderness or edema or tremors. And neurological examination is intact. Period. Next patient. Stellama, S-T-E-L-L-A-M-M-A, last name is Itticheria, I-T-T-I-C-H-E-R-I-A. Date of birth is 06-04-1946. Period examination date is 06-20-2023. Your next line chief complaint, colon, patient came today as a follow for hypertension. Period next line subject to colon. Patient stated that her lately blood pressure has been elevated versus systolic blood pressure is ranging from 150 to 170 mg per DL. Patient is advised on low salt diet. Period. Also, patient stated that she has gained weight and she is advised a strict low carb diet. Period. The next line, patient stated that she has both the knee pains. And the pain is worse upon exertion. The pain level is 4 to 6 and it is completely relieved after resting period. Patient has similar pain last year and she underwent physical therapy with good results. And patient is requesting refill, correction. Patient is requesting referral to the physical therapy period. Next line. Patient has difficulty managing her diet and she's going to be referred to dietitian. Period. Next line. TVO system, colon, patient denied. Headache, comma, dizziness, comma, double vision, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, change in the bowel habits of stool color, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremities, or fatigue, period. Next line. Past medical history is significant for chronic bronchitis and she is on Symbicort. 160 microgram, one puff, twice a day. And albuterol correction. Levobuterol, L-E-V-A-L-B-U-T-E-R-O-L, 1.25 milligram solution with a nebulizer machine twice a day as needed. And montelukast, 10 milligram PO once a day. Period next 9. Patient also have a history of hypothyroidism and she is on levothyroxine, 50 micrograms once a day, period. Next time, patient has a history of hypertension and she is on losartan. Milligram one time or twice a day as per the cardiologist. Your next line, patient is also on trimethoprim plus hydrochlorothiazide, 37.5 milligram or 25 milligram, one tablet a day as needed for pleural edema, period. Next line, social history. Patient lives with her husband and she never smokes cigarette or drank alcohol, no syphilis drug use. Patient tries to do exercise but was unable due to both knee pain. Period. Patient is emphasized on low carb, healthy diet and stretching exercises. Period. Next line. Family history not contributory. Period. Next line. Objective colon. ENT examination is unremarkable. Period. Next line. Neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement or lymph node enlargement. Period. Next line. Heart examination has normal first and second round sounds without any murmur. Period. Next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Period. Next line. Abdomen is soft without any tenderness. Our abdomen is obese and there is no acromegaly. Period. Next line. Extremities has trace of pleural edema bilaterally without any calf tenderness or swelling. Period. Next line. Neurological examination is intact. The patient is able to ambulate with a slow gait due to knee pain. Period. Next line. Musculoskeletal examination reveals tenderness of both the knee joints. There is no significant joint effusion. However, weight bearing is most painful. Period. Next patient. Angela, A-N-G-E-L-A, last name Collins, C-O-L-L-I-N-S. Date of birth is 01-10-1966. Period examination date is 06-20-2023. Next line, chief complaint, Collins patient came today for annual physical exam and also complaining of right knee pain and soft tissue lump on the right patella, period. Next line, subject to colon. The patient had the x-ray of the right knee and it showed a Baker cyst with a mild joint effusion. The patient said that she fell down a few days ago and she had a mild hematoma on the right patella. Sometimes it's painful, but it is healing. The next line, review of system, colon, patient denied excessive weight gain, period, dizziness, comma, headache, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, cough, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma, nausea, vomiting, comma, urinary bowel incontinence, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremities, comma, severe back pain, comma, rashes or depression, period. Next line. Past medical history, so significant for chronic bronchial asthma, and she's on albuterol inhaler. Correction, she's on albuterol nebulizer 1 ampule, 2.5 milligram, 4 times a day as needed, period. Next line, patient is also on albuterol inhaler, on 108 microgram per inhaler. 2 puffs, 4 times a day as needed, period. Next line. Patient has vitamin D deficiency and she is on vitamin D3 supplement, 2,000 units once a day, period. Next line. Patient has a history of constipation and she is on Docuset, 100 milligram once a day as needed. To your next line, patient has a history of depression and she is on duloxetine, 20 milligram, once a day, Crescent twice a day. To your next line, patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia and she is on Zetia, 10 milligram once a day along with low-fat diet. The next line patient has a history of chronic rhinitis and she is on fluticasone nasal spray, one puff each nostril once a week, once a day period. Next line patient has a history of numbness and tingling and she is on gabapentin 300 milligram, one tablet a day as needed. Your next line patient has a history of mild gastritis and she is on omeprazole 20 milligram once a day along with bland diet period. Next line. Allergies to latex and very minimal rash. Period. Next line. Past surgical history patient has aspiration of the thyroid nodule, but not cancerous. Period. Next line patient has history of COVID infection in 2020 period. Next line, family history, mother has myocardial infarction and stroke and passed away period. Next line, preventive care is reviewed and discussed period. Next line, social history, patient is separated and she lives by herself. She has 3 children period. Patient currently does not work and patient has no history of smoking cigarettes, comma, alcohol use or substance abuse. Correction, patient has no history of smoking cigarettes or drug abuse. However, she drinks one or two ounces of wine 2 times a month period. Next line, her exercise is mostly walking period. Next line, objective colon HEND examination is unremarkable period. Next line, neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement or lymph node enlargement period. Next line, heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur period. Next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Period. Next line. Abdomen is soft without any tenderness and bowels are active. Period. Next line. Extremities has no cap tenderness or edema or tremors. Period. Next line. Neurological examination is intact and patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. Period. Next line. The musculoskeletal examination reveals mild tenderness of the right knee joint and Baker's cyst is palpable. There is no redness of the skin. Period. We should also have a soft lump over the patella since she fell down. There is no active bleeding or pus formation. Period. Next line. Skin is healthy without any rashes. Period. Next line. Psychologically, patient appears stable and has normal effect. Next patient. Aliyama, A-L-E-Y-A-M-M-A, last name Joseph, J-O-S-E-T-H. Date of birth is 04-14-1942. Year examination date is 06-20-2023. Year next line, chief complaint, colon patient came today for pre-op physical. Year next line, subject to colon patient came today with her daughter for interpretation. And she stated that patient was seen by surgeon for umbilical hernia and also ventral hernia. After extensive evaluation, patient was scheduled for robotic hernia repair. Period. Next line, patient does not have any fever or chills and no history of chest pain or shortness of breath. Period. Next line. Review of system, colon, patient denied. Excessive weight loss or weight gain, comma, headache, comma, dizziness, comma, double vision, comma, sore throat, comma, cough, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, change in the bowel habits of stool color, comma, urinary incontinence or bowel incontinence, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremities, comma, skin rashes. Here, next line. Past medical history significant for chronic bronchitis, and she's on albuterol inhalation 3 or 4 times a day as needed. Here, next line. Patient also have a history of hypertension and she's on enalapril 10 milligrams once a day. Correction, one tablet twice a day, along with low salt diet. Period. Next line. Patient has a history of numbness and tingling in the lower extremities and she's on gabapentin 100 milligrams, 2 tablets twice a day. Period. Next line. Patient has a history of chronic rhinitis and she's on montelukast 10 milligrams once a day. Period. Next line. Patient has a history of mild gastritis and she's on omeprazole 20 milligrams once a day. 1 hour prior to his meal. Period. Next line. Patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia and she is on simvastatin 10 milligrams once a day along with low fat diet. Period. Next line. Allergies to azithromycin, carbamazepine, levofloxacin, and penicillin. Moderate rashes without any respiratory distress. Period. Next line. Pathological history. Patient has right craniotomy. Observed dual hematoma. Period. Next line, patient has right knee arthritis and joint injections. Period. Next line, family history. Father had pancreatic cancer and passed away. Period. Next line. Social history, patient lives with a daughter since she is a widow. And patient able to smoke cigarette or drink alcohol, no history of illicit drug use. Her activity is mostly walking and stretching. Period. Next line, objective colon. Heart examination has normal heart sounds. Correction, HEENT examination is unremarkable. The next line, supplement without any thyroid enlargement. Period. Next line, heart examination has normal first and second heart sound without any murmur. Period. Next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Period. Next line, abdominal examination reveals a prominent umbilical hernia and also a ventral hernia. On the side, there's no acromegaly and valves are active. There's no superpubic tenderness. Period. Next line, extremities, there's no calf tenderness or edema or tremors. Period. Next line, neurological examination is intact and patient is ambulatory without any assistance. Period. Next line, musculoskeletal examination is unremarkable. Period. Next line, I had a long discussion with the patient and her daughter. All their questions answered to the satisfaction of their verbalized full understanding. Period. Next patient, Aisha, A-I-S-H-A, last name, early A-L-I. Date of birth is 08-15-1949. Period examination date is 06-20-2023. Period. Next chief complaint, colon patient came today with a chief complaint of right shoulder pain. Period. Next line, subject to colon patient stated that right shoulder pain is on and off and it is getting better now since she is going for physical therapy. And pain level now is less than 3. Period. Patient denied any radiation of pain. Period. Next line. Review of system, colon, patient denied. Headache, comma, dizziness, comma, debilitation, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, change in the bowel habits of stool color, comma, urinary or bowel incontinence, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling or tremors. Period. Next line. Objective colon. Heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur. Period. Next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Period. Next line. Abdomen is soft without any tenderness and bowel sounds are active. Period. Next line. Extremities are unremarkable. Period. Next line. Right shoulder examination reveals minimal tenderness of the anterior tendon and range of movement is slightly painful, but hand grips are bilaterally equal. Period. Next patient. First name is Kit, K-I-T. Last name is G-A-K-H-A-A-L. Date of birth is 05-04-1973. Field examination date is 06-20-2023. Your next line chief complaint, colon patient came today as a follow-up for correction follow-up after spine surgery. Your next line subject to colon patient stated that he is recuperating from the surgery and does home physical therapy and is improving slightly. Your patient has a follow-up appointment with a neurosurgeon. Your next line. Review of system, colon, patient denied. Delusion, comma, ear pain, comma, sore throat, comma, cough, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea and vomiting. Your next line, objective colon. Heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur. Your next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Your next line, abdomen is soft, atherectomy tenderness and valve contractive. Your next line, still there is restriction of movement of the neck in all directions. And patient has soft tissue tenderness of the thoracic spine. And patient ambulates with a slow pace. Period. End of dictation.